Families who lost loved ones in Port Arthur massacre are outraged over a contentious bill to extend hunting rights in New South Wales. The legislation introduced to state parliament by the Shooters, Fishers and Hunting Party could be the most regressive gun laws since Tasmania's 1996 mass shooting. Anti-violence advocates warn the Game and Feral Animal Legislation Amendment proposes to establish a conservation hunting authority, the creation of the Minister for Hunting and Fishing, and to legalise silencers. While the bill awaits a crucial parliamentary report, advocates are urging MPs to oppose it, saying the legalisation is a Trojan horse for the gun lobby. Sam Giorgio spoke with Stefan Bendel, Senior Advocacy Advisor from Alana and Madeline Foundation, to hear more.
The Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Bill has been termed controversial. What do you know about this bill and how has it been proposed?
The bill was introduced into the New South Wales Parliament in late June. By all indications, it's part of a deal that's been done with the government to pass their legislation. The New South Wales Parliament's a minority government and relies often on the Shooters Party to pass legislation. The bill is without doubt the most regressive firearm legislation tabled in any Australian Parliament for over 30 years. It sets back the firearm safety reforms that Australians are very proud of. It sets it back by introducing a whole range of initiatives which entirely trade off public safety for the needs of a few recreation shooters.
What are some of these initiatives that are being proposed by the bill?
There's many, but there's three major things that we're really worried about. One is that it wants to legislate a right to hunt in some public lands. Now, Australia's gun safety reforms that were introduced in 1996 after the Port Arthur tragedy established very clearly that the use and possession of a firearm is a privilege that's entirely conditional on public safety. Nowhere in any state or territory is there any right to own or use a firearm. The second is that the Shooters Party in their legislation has unilaterally decided to abolish the current Game and Pest Management Advisory Body to the Minister and institute a new government-funded Conservation Hunting Authority. And this authority will have a whole range of sweeping powers and be entirely controlled and chaired by hunting organisations. And finally, the bill goes on to open up huge swathes of Crown land, forest land, local government land and other public areas for hunting. The combination is that you'll have a hunting authority that will market and control land management decisions that enable hunters to have the right to hunt on land that is currently enjoyed by millions of New South Wales people.
How do you react to the claims that this bill is about environmental protections and conservation?
Within the entire bill, which is called a Game and Feral Animal Management Bill, there is not one new feral management control initiative, and there is not one single conservation initiative. It's all been greenwashed under the guise of feral animal and conservation management. We call it a Trojan horse bill because it includes a whole range of initiatives which are entirely focused on promoting hunting.
There have been concerns that New South Wales government, at least initially, has shown endorsement. What's your community's response to this?
We just can't believe that this is even in Parliament. The government seems to have done a deal with the Shooters Party. Everyone is denying it. However, to give you an indication, even before the bill was passed, the government fully funded this new Conservation Hunting Authority in their budget. The Shooters Party introduced a very similar bill 5 years ago. At that time, it was under the banner of Indigenous hunting and hunting rights. So at that stage, they tried to greenwash it under the banner of a Indigenous screen. This time, they're introducing it as part of a conservation theme. In New South Wales, where it's been done as part of a deal without any engagement of the community and no consultation with the 97% of Australians who don't use or possess or have even seen a firearm. This is not something that will be undone. This is a decision that's in the parliament now that is a forever law, and we need to stop it from happening.
Stephen Bendall, Senior Advocacy Advisor from Alana and Madeline Foundation, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.